Tech with Jess.
With Renault, tech forward design, Google built in, and up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
If you're an Instagram user, you may have received an email over the weekend saying, click here to reset your password, even if you didn't request to do so. So what's going on here? Jess Kelly, what is happening?
This is a funny one. So one of our colleagues here in the office texted me on Friday afternoon saying she received this email, what to do. From what I could see, the email seemed to be legitimate and it did seem that somebody had attempted to change her password. So I told her to ignore the email, but to enable two-factor authentication. And I'll come back to that in a second. Then our own colleague on News Talk Breakfast here had the same thing happen on Saturday. I had the same thing happen. I put it up on my Instagram asking. And over 200 people messaged me back saying, oh my God, yeah, we've had this as well. What's going on? There was radio silence. I got on to Meta on Saturday morning. There was radio silence. And then yesterday, it was confirmed that they have taken action because a third party managed to alter the system that sent out reset email requests to millions of users around the world.
Okay.
Now, this is concerning on a few fronts. Firstly, Meta, which is the parent company of Instagram, was quick to clarify that there hadn't been a hack because some outlets were reporting that systems had been hacked.
Does that mean no information was compromised?
That means no information was compromised. The key questions are here. Firstly, how and why did somebody gain access to the system whereby they could send and issue for these emails to be resent? And then secondly, do we know for sure that no information has been compromised? What was the point and the purpose of all this? Now, it acted as a really good reminder for people because a lot of people were messaging me right across the weekend saying that they use their Instagram accounts for small businesses, for GAA clubs, for a whole host of reasons. And so to lose access to them would be a pain in the face, to put it mildly. So the key thing here is, you need to have multi-factor authentication set up. So 2FA is what it's called, two-factor authentication on Instagram. And essentially what that means is if I tried to log into one of your accounts and I took a guess at your email and your password and by some random stroke of luck, I got it right, I'd be in. Multi-factor authentication is an extra hurdle that I, the hacker, have to jump over to get access to your account. So it's not enough for me to get the email and the password. I then need an extra form of authentication. So you can do this within Instagram. If you go into your Instagram profile, tap on the picture. There's three lines in the top right hand corner. Tap on that, go to the security center, and then you'll see something there called two-factor authentication. And what that means is if you or if anybody tries to log into your Instagram account, you will be sent a code. And without that code, people can't get in. And this is another reason why we're always saying don't use the same password and email combo for multiple sites, because if one of your systems is infiltrated, you're absolutely goosed. But again, to reiterate, Instagram is saying accounts weren't compromised. You can ignore the emails, but do please take a quick second to go in and enable multiple factor authentication.
Run through it again really quickly. Okay. Go into Instagram, go into your profile.
Go to your profile. In the top right hand corner, there are three lines.
Okay.
You tap on those three lines and you will see the password and security center. You click into that. And then within that, then you will see password. If you tap on that and then go into two-factor authentication, you can enable that. There will also within that be a few different other backup methods you can have. So 2FA is really important, but they'll also give you what are called backup codes. And so if you can screenshot those backup codes, if for whatever reason your account is compromised, if you forget the password, if you lose access to the email that's associated with your account, you can use those backup codes, but just don't lose them. And, you know, obviously don't have them hanging on the fridge or anything like that. They are secure codes, so have them. But there are a few different steps that we could take. Everybody should use multi-factor authentication or two-factor authentication on everything. We are forced to use it on banking now. A lot of people will know when you go to make a purchase, you're getting texts of codes. That's exactly the same thing. But when it comes to our social accounts, it's really worth doing. It takes a few minutes to set up. Once you've done it, you don't have to think about it again. But I just think in the wake of the amount of emails, messages, DMs and all the rest I received over the weekend, there's a lot of people who don't know about this. So if there's one good thing that can come from it, it is to enable 2FA.
OK, I just did it as you were talking. Thank you indeed,
Gold
Jess.
Gold star, thank you so much.
OK, Jess Kelly, thanks indeed for that.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.